Tucked inside the new Every Student Succeeds Act is an unusual item that's not about education at all. It's a call for a posthumous pardon for Jack Johnson, the first African-American to hold the World Heavyweight Boxing Champion title. Jack Johnson was born in Galveston, Texas, the son of two former slaves. Before winning the World Heavyweight title in 1908, he was denied the opportunity to fight two white champions because of his race. 2 years after the championship, Jack Johnson got in the ring with James Jeffries, a white boxer, in a fight called the Battle of the Century. A fight recreated in the 1971 documentary, Jack Johnson. Here's a clip.
Two champions, one old and coaxed out of retirement, acclaimed as the Great White Hope. The other, proud and outspoken, a man who has aroused the nation.
Johnson's win against Jeffries, a white boxer, led to race riots. But it's Johnson's relationship with white women that led to his conviction. In 1912, he was arrested for transporting a white woman across state lines for, quote, immoral purpose. He ultimately was convicted and sentenced to a year and a day in prison. Johnson fled the country but returned in 1920 to serve his sentence. He continued boxing after his release but never regained the championship title. Now, even with the Senate's passage, the call for a pardon isn't legally binding. That's up to President Obama.